Hello, how are you guys? We are going to do recovery worksheet
lab. All things overeating tonight. Let's do it. All right. I want to first text my husband and say, please bring me my glasses because I totally forgot to grab them. Can you get my glasses? I only have three pair and I never have a pair around me, which is amazing. Let's see. All right. This is how tonight's call is going to work. If you want to get coached on recovery worksheets, you need to be bringing a recovery worksheet. But before we get started, I want to announce that the new discovery worksheet is on PNP Tribe. So I've got, hang on, my computer is like pulling up a thousand different web pages. It's not pulling up the one that I would like. So we have a brand new one, and this is part of the brand new No BS. It's going to maybe be releasing this weekend. Guys, don't flip out, but I'm trying my damnedest to have it up and ready by Sunday. If I don't have it by Sunday, it will be before Christmas, I promise, but it is almost fully loaded into the website. We're hanging on about three worksheets that I have to load. Everybody's finished all their stuff. The graphic designer's gotten it back. We just have like just a few finishing touches before we can like officially roll this puppy out. And I am so excited. It is the best work ever. I just know it's going to just absolutely blow you guys away. So part of that is we have created a brand new worksheet called the Discovery Worksheet. We used to call it our Recovery Worksheet, and now we've decided to rebrand it and call it the Discovery Worksheet. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share my screen so you guys can see all the beauté of everything that is going on behind the scenes here at PNP. So I, as usual, am your web designer. Just so you all know, with the help of my husband, he does help me with some of the stuff, but I will say he's the one that kind of makes sure that the back end works, and then I make sure that the pretty stuff is happening. So if y'all let me know if you can't see something that I'm talking about here. I don't think I can watch the chat and do this. I'm going to pull up the Q&A. So Kathy, if they can't see this, let me know. I don't think I can see. No, I can see chat. Okay, I can see that. All right. So this is the new part of the website. This is like the brand new landing page when you come on. So this is where you're going to start seeing new stuff happening. The orientation is currently it's the last one to get redone because it has the site tour. So until I finish fiddling with the website, we have a brand new planner course coming out, guys. The planner has not been updated. But we have a course that's going to teach you how to do the planner. And then we have the No BS, and that's going to be where it's going to be. But let's go to the discovery worksheet. So if you go over to bonus courses, worksheets, and more, you will see, would you just look at how pretty it is? Mama has been working, bitches. Just saying. All right, we're going to go down to the bottom. We still have a few things we have to tweak on this page, but we're working on it. Let's see, where is discovery worksheet? So it's down here. So if you click on that, I want to go over it real quick tonight, and then we're going to coach on anyone who wants to get coached on recovery worksheets and discovery worksheets. So this is now going to be part of what we call phase one of No BS, and this is like a lesson on the bullshit that we think about. So first thing is just the facts, no bullshit thinking. So you're not allowed to put adjectives, and you're not allowed to put, you know, like I over ate. We're going to put what did you eat? We're going to be specific, and we're not going to have our waste of time judgments going in there. So the reason why I have this question here for you is because very often you guys want to just say overeat, binge, ate a lot of food, all that stuff I ate Monday night. That doesn't cut it anymore. The reason why we want to have just the facts, we want to know, like, what did you specifically eat? Because sometimes your brain, when it thinks I ate too much, I overate, it, like, that statement in itself is so loaded with judgment that you can't really separate out from what you ate. So the reason why we do this is it's so important for you to put, like, I ate, you know, 14 Oreos, you know, cheese dip with, you know, a bag of Doritos and something else. Because your thoughts about that will be very different than your thoughts of big ass binge. All right. Then before moving on to the next question, you agree that the shame train is over. We're going to work on solving the problem. So I put this in here on purpose so that you guys could always think, all right, I am not allowed to be shaming myself and doing the doo-doo train. Like, the whole point of this worksheet is to get out of that so we can get to the problem-solving phase. If you're going to be shaming and stuff, you need to go do a thought download and you need to go do models on getting over the overeat. The discovery worksheet is for you to discover what to do next, what to do with this valuable information. I had an overeat. It's already happened. The best way for me to be thinking about it is, all right, what's next? How can we learn from this? So we're going to go to the section called Finding the Patterns. Want to know where you were. Guys, how often do I keep telling you? We have to know what are our distinct patterns. So where were you? What time was it? What was going on around you when you ate? And then we ask the question, is this a pattern? If so, what pattern are you seeing? Oh, it's almost always 8 o'clock at night. I'm sitting in my favorite chair. Next thing I know, I'm wanting to eat all the things. That's a pattern. So one of your solutions could be later on in the worksheet, I don't sit in that chair at night anymore. It's no different. I want to tell you guys this. I just thought of this as an example. When Logan was a year old, I weaned him. And I had went to Vegas. And I came home, and I was only in Vegas for like 3 days in like total meltdown mode. Like, I cried. I flew home without Chris. That's how bad it was. He was at a convention, and I was just beside myself. This was before I started losing weight. Like, this was part of that rock bottom. So I get home just knowing that Logan was going to be like, oh my God, my mother, I need a boob right now. We was busy playing. He didn't want the boobie. And let me just tell you, I was in such the throes of just bullshit thinking back then that I was like, oh no, if you weren't missing me that bad as mama was missing you, these shits are done. Like, I'd already been away from him for 3 days, so I was really struggling to keep it going anyway. So I noticed we had this one green chair that was in our living room, and that was the nursing chair, and that was the one I could get comfortable in. So that's the only place I really ever nursed him when I was downstairs. If I sat in that chair, guess what? He would come like, wanting boob. Every single time. And it took about 4 times of him having a fit for boobies for me to realize to quit sitting in that damn chair. That was like a cue for him to eat, to want to nurse. So I stopped sitting in the chair for weeks. And when I didn't sit in the chair, it didn't cue him like, oh, that's where I'm supposed to nurse my mama. Oh, that's where I'm supposed to nurse my mama. And it made weaning him so much easier. It is the same thing when we're going to wean ourselves off of our urges. Don't go sit in your big, fat, comfy chair where you do your nursing all the time. All right. So the next question is, if you had to guess, why did you eat? Are you stuck at I don't know? Because if you are, you just take a guess. The reason why I put the word guess in there is because I want you to quit saying, I don't know why I'm overeating. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's bullshit. Take wild guesses. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? That you're wrong about your binge as to why you're doing it? Take a million guesses. Eventually, you'll come up on the right thing. I'd rather you be guessing than sitting around acting like a helpless victim to them. So you can use prompts like, maybe I was thinking, maybe I was feeling. Things to try next time. Take a look at why you overate and what was going on around you. If you could do it over again, what could you think differently? These are very valuable questions. This is just like coming up with, oh, I'm not going to sit in that chair anymore. Oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then list 3 things you are willing to do differently and put into action. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm all in, no matter what, write how committed you are to trying what you come up with. The reason why I put that in there is because a lot of times you guys will put in some bullshit things you're willing to try and you never try them because they're just too hard. I want you to think about, in the moment of your urges, in the moment of your wanting to binge and your overeats, what would you be willing to try in that moment? Don't be sitting like over here 3 days later processing with your Marco Polo posse and y'all come up with something that you all like did a, you know, line of blow to come up with. Figure out what would I literally be willing to do in that moment? And then come up with it. And then the reason why is I want you doing this three things. This is to challenge your brain to start thinking, to start thinking, to start thinking, to quit ruminating, ruminating, and ruminating. This whole discovery worksheet is about getting you future focused. Where are we going? What are we going to work on? What are we going to think and do next time? It's taking you out of all of the shame. It's just like, guys, you've got thought downloads and models. You can sit there and you can work on your bullshit shame all you want, or you can just be like, no, I want to solve this. The best way to solve this is to challenge my brain to look for my patterns, to look for my solutions, and to come up with one reason why I may have done this. Why did I decide to eat? And most of the time, guys, like I say, it is all about, you usually just want it. You just want it right then. You don't want to sit there and think about wanting it. You don't want to sit there and not have it. You don't want to sit there and feel a racing heart and breathing and all the things. I've also put on the website, guys, a new tool for you. It is an urge, like walkthrough process. I'll show you that in just a second too. So let's get real. You said yes to this overeat. What are the three things that you said no to? I want you to really, this is where we start making a painful tie to the overeat. So a lot of you just beat yourself up, but what you're not doing is like the overeat itself is a reward for giving in to a want or a desire or that urge, right? So what we want to do is one of the best ways for your brain to like figure out to quit doing that is it needs to make the process a little painful. So I want you to remind yourself like, oh my gosh, so if I'm going to eat and I'm going to binge, it's like I'm going to have to say no to these things. Like I'm probably not going to sleep well tonight, probably going to have the heartburn. When you do this worksheet like this, in the moment, it's going to be easy to come up with this. It's this let's get real part is not so that in the moment of the urge that it's going to make it easy to say no. But after you do this enough times, that unconscious thought will be back there now. And it will be able to be playing with the unconscious desire also. All right. And then write three reasons why you will keep going on your weight loss journey no matter what. It's really important for you guys, in my opinion, that every time you have an overeat that you do this worksheet. Not only is it helping you problem solve and really identify things and then show you the cost that you're like paying to overeat, but this is probably one of the most important questions. This ties you to, we have to keep going. So why am I going to keep going? It will be so much easier to have like one thought of just quitting. It's not worth it. It's too hard. I must be so broken and everything. We have to teach our brain to think about where we're going, where we're going, where we're going as often as we possibly can. So this is the enhanced version. I think this is the best version of overeat worksheets that we have had ever in PNP. I'm so glad we have it. Guys, this does not mean the old recovery worksheet will not work. So if you printed 5,000 of them things and you have them spiral bound and stuff, you can still use them. But this one is also on the website for you. So don't think that the old one doesn't work. We got too many people that have lost all kinds of weight using the old one too. But this is the new one and it's up and running. The last thing I want to show you guys is on this page, if you go to the bottom, there's now an urge meditation down here. It will launch an audio for you. And when Sadie gets back, we'll put it in the private member podcast, but Sadie's in Australia right now on vacation. So we just haven't been, I don't know if Betsy loaded it, but we haven't been loading like the bonus materials yet. But this urge meditation, it's about a 10-minute walkthrough of sitting with an urge and processing the feelings. So if you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend you listen to it just to kind of get a feel of what's going to happen. And then when you have an urge, you know, like when you want to overeat at night, I recommend you listen to it. I give you 90-second countdowns. I give you some positive thoughts. I take you through what it's going to feel like in your body. I kind of explain you know, quickly and succinctly what's happening while you are sitting there. Okay, let's get to the coaching. Let me stop sharing the screen. Lisa, you're up. Let me turn this up too. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. I think I know what's wrong.
I was going to say, like, you're in the dark. It's like you went to the closet.
I'm in the dark because my laptop is behind my screen. I have like three screens at work.
Oh.
Bring it up forward.
Okay, that explains it. Sorry about that.
Right. That's all right.
I'm getting a new computer, so it's funny. Oh, my gosh. How cool is this? Okay.
Look at you. You're just, like, all excited. You're the most excited person I've ever had on a recovery worksheet lab. Like,
well, I need it. I need it. I need it.
All right.
So, okay. So, I'm a September baby. I've lost 13 pounds.
Good.
Yeah. So, but I think my biggest thing is I can relate a lot to your childhood, you know, as far as being, you know, poor and having food and, you know, the whole saga of when your next meal is going to come. So I have gotten better with that through time and counseling. But I think the biggest thing for me is sitting down and really the detail of it. And for example, I can use a perfect day. Today is a perfect day. So I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm a one-man department. And so today, I leave and I'm thinking, no, I'm not really hungry, so I'm going to drink some coffee. And I'm going, okay, I'm going to have some cream and not really thinking about it because I do have this whole insulin resistant stuff going on. So I take the almond creamer because I'm allergic to dairy and not thinking about the sugar. So then about midway through the day, I'm like, somebody goes, oh, you want lunch? And I'm like, yeah, I wasn't going to eat lunch because I wasn't really hungry. But then my assistant feels bad because she didn't bring me a gift because I'm going on vacation tomorrow. And she's like, oh, I'll buy you lunch. And I'm like, here's me going, okay. And so then I eat. And then I'm like, okay, that's just really stupid. Why did I eat? I didn't really need to eat. And so anyway.
Well, it's not really stupid. Let's not like make fun of ourselves over it. We don't have to judge it. We can just notice, oh, it's interesting that I decided to eat because she offered to buy my lunch.
Right. And so and that was her gift to me because of Christmas and she felt like, oh, so things like that happened. Like this weekend we had our Christmas and, you know, I wrote out my plan. I was like, I'm only gonna eat this and this. Well, then you start drinking and I know when I drink, I like to eat. And then it's like a snowball effect and it just keeps going, you know? So
what do you think your problem is?
Me?
Mm-hmm. No, you're... So, no, okay. Like, let's not. All right. So when the no BS comes out, there's a whole lesson called process problem versus me problem.
Right.
You listen to that one first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hang on. I got to turn my heat off. I got the heat on in here. Now I'm sweating. Okay. What do you really like? Really though, what do you think is the over? Like, if you were going to like think about this, what do you think is the problem?
I know I'm an emotional eater when I'm stressed. And so I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm an overachiever. So I'm also the treasurer for our state association. I'm a county veteran service officer. So I help veterans. And so I'm trying to make sure everything's taken care of before I leave. Cause we have, you know, if there's any month end issues that we have to do. So I know it's stress because I take on a lot.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think you ate today with your assistant because you were stressed?
Probably. I think that was probably, and it was an excuse for me to eat through it and say, oh, I felt like I had to eat because she was going to give me a gift. You know,
all right, that's not stress eating though.
Yeah.
That's people pleasing.
Yeah. And that's probably it too. I think that's a good point. Cause I really just drink coffee today until,
what's wrong with just having coffee? Like, what would have been like, tell me what would have went through your head if she had said, hey, I want to take you to lunch. I didn't get you a gift, blah, blah, blah. And you were just like, you know, I'm really not hungry. I'll go with you. You don't have to buy me lunch.
And you're right. I could have totally done that, but they ordered in. So they brought food in. So that was, we didn't.
So leave. Then what's the next
thing? I probably would have said, yeah, I would have said, I'm too busy. I've got plenty to do. And actually it was doing pretty good because one time.
Well, that's not true said, hey, though. Yeah. Let's not lie.
No, not today. Today I did not do well.
No. Wait a minute. Let's go back. I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. Is not true.
Oh, to go eat?
Yeah, because otherwise you wouldn't have went. If that was really the case, that you're so busy.
I wouldn't have stopped and ate.
You wouldn't have went to eat with her when it was free. Right. And a gift.
Right.
This is really important to like, the reason why I'm like quizzing you a little bit mm-hmm. is because very often what happens is we have it in our brain, these are all the reasons why I eat. It's probably, I'm a stress eater. And, you know, I also like to eat when I drink. And, like, we have all these things. And then what happens is you've defined yourself as, like, you basically have labeled yourself as all these eaters. That when it comes up to figuring out, like, in this specific instance, why did I choose to eat? It's muddled.
Right.
Like the only thing you haven't told me so far about today is that you were drunk and you just were.
No, I was not drunk.
Right. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. I see your point. No, that's, yeah. And I think that's a great point. So
if you weren't going to be an emotional eater, how would you like to think about yourself as you are now? With the, like, you know, like sometimes I say yes to people when I'm not hungry. Sometimes when I drink, I eat, blah, blah, blah. What would you like to think about your eating style?
You know, I personally, I'm actually a fairly decent eater in the sense of I eat more vegetables. I don't eat, drink pop. I'm not a big sweet tooth person. So those are things about me. My problem is I overeat. And so, and I know that I can eat well and I do drink my water.
What if we do this? I want to really work on your vocabulary around all this. And I think this is important for all of you. Cause like, again, you're stating your eating styles in a very subtle, shady, judgmental way as if it's just the news. Like, okay. You know, we're going to put this on Lisa Kay's tombstone. She was an overeater. She emotionally ate. She was a stress eater too. Like bullets underneath there, the variations of your emotional eating. What if you were like never again going to ever label yourself like that and just be like, I am Lisa. It's a pretty solid eater most of the time. And every now and then, I got some stuff I'm working on.
Right.
Here are the things I'm working on. Saying no to people when they offer me food.
Right.
Sometimes on the weekends, I'm not going to be drinking because I know that that's a trigger for me to want to eat.
Which is interesting because I usually don't drink that often. So,
well, then
so
I wouldn't even worry about that part. Like,
right.
I'd start
right.
with the most obvious offenders.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say if you had to pick, like, and we're not going to label ourselves as an overeat, like, I'm going to make you, like, talk differently about your eating right now.
Okay.
If you had to pick one place that would make a decent impact in your overeats, what would be the one thing that you would work on?
I would work on, because when I follow my plan, I do really well. And it's interesting because, like, if I have my planner with me, I kind of have it to look at and I don't think about, you know, I focus on that. But I think that when I overeat, if it's in front of me or it's easy, I don't know that I'm really answering this well. Honestly, that's a great question. I think, because I get up, I get up early, I get to my quiet time, I do my planning, but my planner is sitting on my next to my chair. So I'm thinking if it's with me and I'm thinking about it. But honestly, I think I'm just, I'm sleepwalking, eating. I really think it's just me just existing.
It's unconscious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I was noticing was it's a lot of, like, this is the reason why I was pointing out, like, you're emotional, like, I'm an emotional eater and all this other stuff. That sounds so heavy, right?
Right.
I think that you just have times that you need to raise the awareness of what's going on. Not that you are an emotional eater. There are just times we need to pay more attention.
Right.
So like,
and I think I'm so busy all the time that I don't really stop. And the ultimate issue with me is taking care of myself. And now I'm an empty nester and I can take care of myself, yet I keep doing the same thing.
Yeah. You're just in the habit of it. Most of us are in the habit of not paying close enough attention to our food.
Right.
That is just kind of how we are. So, but I do want to tell you, you're pretty, like, from your story today, I think your awareness level is coming up because you noticed that you were asking yourself, am I really hungry? Am I really hungry? You did that several times. I think you need to like get into the habit of every single time that you're going to eat, just question, am I truly hungry?
Right.
Whatever you decide to do next would be like, so if you decide, let's say you say it's a no, like it's a no and let's go eat. It's free and you're buying it for me and I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm going on vacation, all the things. Then you take that knowledge and you know, like, okay, so an area I need to work on is when somebody offers me food and I'm not hungry, what are some things that I could tell them? What are some things that I could do instead of just saying yes? Because I'm just unconsciously kind of going through the motions. So the next level of awareness for you is how to break out of the unconscious going through the motions of saying yes to someone. It was like you were doing pretty good until she threw in, hey, we're bringing it in and it's all for Christmas. Like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
And then your unconscious brain turned right back on.
Right. Well, and I think this is a perfect example. So my friend Mindy got me involved with PMP and got me on this track. And one of the things I love to learn, and I literally read like 5 books off your list already. And like the Obesity Code, the 5 AM Club, how to unfuck, I mean, all those books anyway. So, and it's funny because she told me, she goes, Lisa, you're this one of the smartest people, not that I'm bragging about myself, but you're pretty smart. Why don't you apply all the shit that you learned? And I'm like, oh my God, that is so true. And it's true because it's like just talking to you right now. I'm like going, okay, I love this. I know this. Why don't I do it? So I'm trying to become more aware. And it really has helped the hunger scale.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry so much about why. I think for you, it's just a matter of getting used to slowing things down a little bit. And like, it's the reason why I wanted you to clean your language up a little bit around your overeats and not to just classify it as emotional eater. But you do like most of us do. We talk about our overeating in a very exhaustive way. Like, you know, I'm an emotional eater. You know, I do that stress eating. It's really hard for me. But, you know my past. I mean, we all talk about it like, you know. And when we do that, guys, I want all of you to hear this. Think about how you describe yourself as an eater. And like you're in your weight loss journey. And a lot of you are like, if you had like to attach a feeling to it, it'd be serious.
Yeah.
Like, what feelings, do you have about, like, when I repeat back to you, here lies Lisa, the emotional eater who overate when she drank and was a people pleaser and grew up poor around food.
And that's not me at all. I am so
good. But that is what I extrapolated. That's the unconsciousness though of which your brain runs on. So like when you hear that, like what's a feeling attached to it?
I think when I hear that stuff, I mean, on the positive side of me is like, that shit is not me. That's not who I am.
Well, no, I want the negative side. I want the negative side. Yeah.
The negative side is like, it's my ex-husband in my head going, I'm not skinny enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not.
Those are your thoughts about it. That's your thoughts. Right. I want to know just a feeling. Like when we just, all of you type in a feeling. If you like relate to Lisa, what is a feeling that like I know my cat is like wailing on the other side of the door. I know that if I, like, when I talk about like food, if I talk about, like Nicole said, I would feel overwhelmed with my eating. I would feel like, you know, this is really serious. Oh, you don't know. Like, we got to knuckle down. You know, like, right. You take it like it's almost disappointed.
Right.
Like, it's like, I would just want all of you to think about it. It's heavy. It's not like it's not like saying, here lies Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
She is someone who, like, you know, always on the lookout for how to improve her eating habits. You know, here's Lisa, that lady who is all in on figuring it out.
Right.
A different energy.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I agree. Yeah. And I do, you know, I feel like I can be really positive, but then I think I keep myself too. So, and I think that's a good point. I feel like it's one more time, you know, it's like, I want to beat it this time. I don't want to be the heavy, you know, I mean,
then let's not beat it. Like, okay. Like, this is the thing. Like, I want to just keep pointing out, because we all do this. Mm-hmm. I want to beat this overeating. I want to beat this weight. Like, it's a bad mm-hmm. thing. Right. It's just a circumstance. An overeat is now just a circumstance in your life. Like, what you had for lunch today, it's just on the C line.
Right.
It's just what happened. And it's like, mm-hmm. you can think, I need to beat this. The reason why I'm drilling you on this is because this is what everybody does. And this is the recovery worksheet lab.
Right.
Is because when you say, I want to beat this, it's almost like you're in a fight. And when we fight, we emotionally wear ourselves out. Mm-hmm. We put so much extra energy into it rather than, you know, here's these overeats. I'm in it to the end. This is for me to solve. There's an answer here. I'm just looking for it. Like, I want you guys to try to start learning how to take the temperature down on the process of mm-hmm. your weight loss, on the process of examining your overeats. That process mm-hmm. needs to be easier in your mind.
Right.
There's enough discomfort in just changing your habits. Like today, if you had said, oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you. I'm not eating lunch. I'm going to sit here with you guys and watch all of you eat. There would have been plenty of discomfort for you to go through to sit and watch others eat, to say no to someone that you probably wanted to say yes to smell food, even if you weren't hungry. But you know us, when we smell food, naturally, our body is like, is it time to eat? I'm used to you just eating. There's enough discomfort there without the hard of, I'm going to beat this. This is going to be work. This is like, you know, all the things, blah, 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 blah. Do y'all see how there's like this extra, like, I don't know. It's like a shit stack.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to go through this level of shit to get to just the work.
So I don't know, maybe. Lighten up. Maybe that's just the
it know, is. Thing to do. It is about lightening. And sometimes lightening up on ourselves is the hardest part to do, because like you will try to chill out through this process and your brain will be like, no, this is serious. Like, we're overeating. Are you kidding me? Like, this is the end of the world as we know it.
Right. And it's not. It's not. Yeah.
No, it's like, I want to figure out why today I decided to eat. It's because I didn't want to say no to her. And so next time you set yourself up for, what is it going to be like for me to say no to someone? Oh, that's going to be where my real work is. Like, I'm used to beating myself up over overeats and just, you know, getting a sandwich out of the deal. But with the real work, it's going to be like really examining, how am I going to say no to people in a way that allows me to feel good, that allows me to do it respectfully, like to sit there and like listen to my brain and all the things. That's the hard part.
Right. Well, and I thought about that too. Like when I started this whole process, I'm like, you know, I decided not to go out for lunch. That was a commitment that my husband and I made for just saving because we're on vacation. And then, you know, so I didn't have that excuse. And I've been using that excuse with everybody, like, oh, I can't, you know, because I'm saving for vacation and I really want to. And so I found that, you know, that moment went out of the way. I couldn't use that excuse because she was
right. That's because you were never disappointing people.
Right.
This is so, I'm so glad you said this because this is a really good example of, oh, I wasn't overeating, but it was because you were never going through the struggle of what it was to actually not overeat. You had set yourself up to not experience discomfort. It's like, oh, right. I have a reason why I'm not overeating. And I feel really solid about it. But, yeah. Oh my God, you mean I'm going to tell it's someone crazy. I'm just not eating? Like, I'm just going to lose weight? What? That can't happen.
No.
But a lot of us do that. We think we're even though you are experiencing success and you are doing, like, you made a commitment to eat lunch at there and everything, but what happened was is you didn't really ever experience, which was the hard part for you, which is to not people please. To please.
Can I do that?
That's your next, like, this overeat was so valuable because it's really shown you that that's where your next level of work is. How does Lisa go about life, not people pleasing, but still being Lisa that everyone likes?
Right.
Because we can all do it. Everybody thinks not being a people pleaser means being a bitch. It doesn't mean being a bitch and being selfish and putting yourself first. It means going through life, doing the things that leave you with your own integrity while also respecting other people through the process. Right. This is a good call.
Nope.
Where are you going on vacation?
Well, thank you. I'm super excited. Thank you for taking my call.
No, you're welcome. Where are you going on vacation?
I'm actually from Corpus Christi, Texas originally. I live in Minnesota. So my sister moved down there and we are going to Padre Island.
You're in from Minnesota. You know that's Logan's like dream home. He wants to move to Minneapolis. Oh my God. He wants to move to Minneapolis. He's saving money to move there. So I'm going to tell him that you're leaving in the middle of winter. And he would be like, no, that's the best time ever.
Well, I like it, but honestly, I used to live in Alaska before I lived here. And, but my home is Texas and I miss the warm weather. So, yeah. But good for him.
Yeah.
My husband's a Minnesota boy. He loves Minnesota.
He's going to be your neighbor and your mayor one day or something. I don't know.
No problem. That'll be good. I'm sure he'll do a great job. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good vacation.
Have a great
day.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
All right, Stacy. Hey, Stacy. You there, Stacy? I think Stacy didn't mean to be called on. Let's put her back as the attendee. All right, Penny. Y'all check. Make sure your hands are supposed to be raised. Hey, if you want to get coached, you just got to raise your hand today. Today's open coaching. Penny?
There you go.
Hey.
Sorry.
I think Stacy didn't mean to have that hand raised. Her door slamming, all sorts of stuff.
No, I did. I'm hiding out in a spare closet, kind of. But anyways, I wanted to get on today because I'm a June baby, and I've done two recovery sheets, and I'm so resistant to them. I don't know. My thought is, I don't like to dwell on bad things. I like to just, if I'm something bad, I do it. I bump on and move on, and I don't.
Well, that's the thought that's poison. I don't want to dwell on bad things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get past it. And
so, what is an overeat other than a bad thing?
Well,
because it's not a bad thing. That's your interpretation of it.
Well, it isn't the fact that I feel full and I maybe won't sleep good. And I guess
no,
what
is an overeat? Your thought about an overeat is it's a bad thing.
Well,
it's already happened. So do you want to be thinking about it as a bad thing?
But it is.
But it's not. That's your problem. You're never going to solve it if you think it's bad.
What do I think? I don't think it's good.
I didn't say you had to think it's good. There's like 5 million different things you could describe it as that would give you some traction to solving it. But thinking it's a bad thing, you know what it's got you doing right now? Hiding.
Yeah.
Not solving. Yeah. Stewing. Worrying. Yeah. And fearing.
Oh, worrying's big. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So your thought, it's a bad thing, sucks a fat one.
Yeah.
I mean, if the action line is worry, fear, hide, and get no answers to my overeats, I think I would be willing to drop that one.
Okay. I just don't want to look back. I think I've just had this mentality.
But you are looking back. When you say it's a bad thing.
Well, I am because I'm supposed to do this sheet. If I wasn't doing the sheet, I need to do the sheet.
You're not, look, Penny, you're not doing the sheet. You've done two since June. True. Has all your overeats been solved because you're no longer dwelling?
No.
Right.
And I know that
your model's not working. You can argue with me on it, but I'm going to prove to you 1,000 times over that you thinking it's a bad thing, the result is overeats continue. They just get worse.
True. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I make progress and then I have a overeat and then I lose a little detour. So just do it is what you're saying. I just need to do it. And
let me tell you the only reason why you're not doing it. The only reason why you're not doing it is because you're judging yourself for the overeat. When you say it's a bad thing, you can just insert Penny right in the middle of that in the parentheses. That's the only reason why you wouldn't do them. There's people on here who like love to do recovery worksheets because they're like, oh my God, every time I do a recovery worksheet, I get one step closer to figuring this out.
I can show you. Polo.
Go ahead.
Oh, my Marco Polo sisters, I swear by it. They're always going, they're just so wonderful. And I'm learning so much insight and I'm going, I believe them and they're making progress. So I know they work. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. It's my thought. I'm thinking bad. I think you're right.
Here's the difference. Your thought is it's a bad thing. And their thought is this helps me make progress.
That's what they say. And one of them says doing the work makes the work for you and all these things they say. And they're wonderful. I love my Marco Polo ladies, but I love them. I want to be like them. I'm worried. I'm not saying the right words because I'm worried.
No, you're saying it just fine. I just want to offer you this. Let me just offer you this. Very often we have to do what we fear and don't like the most, knowing that there's a better outcome for us. Like right now, like what is the worst that's going to happen? I want you to think about this. What is the worst thing that's going to happen to Penny if she goes to the website tonight and she prints 20 of the brand new ones and every time she overate, she just did the worksheet, whether she wanted to, whether she liked it, even if her old thought of, ooh, this is dwelling. Like if all that came up, what is the worst that would happen after 20 discovery worksheets?
I don't think I'd be nothing. I mean, I believe that they're valuable and I just need to do it. I just am like frozen. I will do them. I really did like the one of my Marco Polo girls says, look at the new discovery sheet. So I've been looking at that even before this call. And
but I want you to stick with me. I want you to just like let your brain relax for a second. Okay. Just take a big deep breath in. Or as my Peloton trainer always says, breathe in clarity and blow out the bullshit. I love it when he does that like at least twice a ride. It's always so amazing. I want you to just like think for a second. What is the worst thing that would happen if I just did 20 discovery worksheets even if I didn't think that like anything great would happen, like if I just was like, I'm just going to try them for 20, what would be the worst thing that could happen? And I want you to actually give me some bad things. Like, I'm not just asking you to just like placate me.
No. I don't think anything worse would happen. I think it's like, would make to me, and I'm looking at it. I think I'm going, oh, I did it again. Oh, I did it again. Oh, I did it again. Where I want to go, well, now, oh, I did it, but I'm going to, you know, follow the four basics and drink my water and da da da. I just want to move past it without dealing with it. And
what do you think's going to come up when you say dealing with it? Like, what if there's nothing to deal with? What if it's literally you do the worksheets and it's just going to help you come up with ideas?
Well, I did like on the discovery where it says leave the shame here, because I think it's like, I would be like, well, the only two I did, I could, and I did think that they were great when I did the two I did, but I think it's me going, oh, look, you've messed up again. You got to write a, like a punishment, I think, but it's not, but I think that's my.
I think the discovery worksheet for you, like the first lesson it is for you, is to allow it to trigger self-judgment so that you can notice, oh, whether I do a discovery worksheet or not, I either judge myself or I hide from my own self-judgment and never solve talking better to myself. I just try to move on and do something, but I never actually learn how to have my own back. To be like, mm-hmm. I can overeat and I can actually say something nice to myself. Because right now what you're doing is you're not even giving yourself the opportunity to learn how to have your own back. How to say something nice to yourself. How to start solving your overeats because you deserve to solve them. Right now, you're moving into action because you did a bad thing. That's why it's feeling so gross, so that like every time you do one, it's triggering what you at your core are believing. I've done something wrong. I've been bad.
Yeah. And I think too, one of the things that this coming up in my life, doing, you know, the whole PMB process and everything, it's helping me unravel a lot of things of why I am the way I am. But one of the things I've been thinking about this before I got on this call, obviously, but I had wonderful parents. But my father was an alcoholic, and what he would do is when he was going to have his binge, he would bring in snacks for me and my sister, because he, this will make the girls happy. And then he would drink, and then no one would talk about it the next day. And I think that's another stumbling block I have. Even though I've resolved my dad's alcoholism, we had a great relationship, I think it's just still something ingrained in me. And this, I'm really thankful for this program, because it's really helping me deal with those feelings. But now I've got to get onto the next step.
I think this is good for you to see, is that, you know, like when I was a kid, like you can kind of now, like this is what I've been doing with some of my inner child work, is I've been kind of looking back on how I do things now is very much was just learned. Like when I was a kid, and it's kind of like with you, it's like, well, I just learned that when, you know, when daddy had a binge on alcohol and stuff, we just didn't talk about it the next day. It's kind of like when I have an overeat, it's just easier to not talk about it.
Right.
But it's still like the elephant in the room, whether you do a discovery worksheet and look at it or not, in your brain, you may not be writing it, but in your brain, it's just sitting there like knocking on the door, like, you know, you did that bad thing. And what the discovery worksheet can be doing for you is helping you redefine, like, it's not a bad thing. It's an overeat. And I just got to like try new things and do new things. And this, like, every time I want you to really challenge yourself to every single time you do one to say, like, and this is, I am doing this on purpose so that I can see if I'm judging myself and rewrite that story. That's why you need to be doing them. It's not just so you can learn to do the four basics and stuff. It's so that you can separate your overeat from who you are as a person. You get to like still be nice to yourself and say, like, you know what? I don't want to be overeating for a lot of reasons, but it's not because I'm a bad person. That's not one of them. If I'm not going to overeat, it's because I want to sleep good at night. It's because I want to wear the clothes I want to wear. It's like for all these reasons, but I'm not going to sit in the, and all of you need to hear this. I'm not going to sit here and say the reason why I'm not overeating is because it's bad and I'm bad. That sucks. It feels like shit. Yeah. And that is not good enough for me anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. I will do them. I've got to do one today. So
here you go. And the brand new one is out just in time.
got it right here. So yeah.
By the way, the comments were outrageous for the koala in the back.
Oh, my son got me that a few years ago. We don't know where to put it.
He's like sitting there going, you do that discovery worksheet. You deserve it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's grab one more, guys. All right. I just want to applaud all of you for being here on a Thursday night. The week before the holidays. I think that's amazing that you guys are still like, so many of you are here rolling hard. Oh, Kier, raise your hand again. Shit. I just like totally like that was my whiff, but just to show up and be here live and stuff. I know not everybody can, but seriously, it just is wonderful. I just think it's wonderful, especially this time of year where so many of you are still like, not you're just like, I'm not using this time of year as an excuse. This is just as important as any other time of year. All right, what are we coaching on? Oh, I can't hear you. Shoot. I think you're, try on taking your earphones out. Oh, wait. No, I can't hear you. I'm going to pause. Yeah, I can hear you. Let's see. Your internet connection's a little on the wonky side, though, but let's see what we can do.
Okay, so... I joined in September.
Okay.
And my doorbell's going to ring at 7, but I have until 7. And I was like 165 pounds in September. And now I'm like 175. I'm not doing very well with like, I don't know. I just, it's like, I'm not really sure when I like reduce any calories or try to eat healthy somehow. Like, I feel like I'm doing a better job, but I gain weight. Like my body was at like at a very set point, but when I lose like 3 pounds and I gain like 10 pounds more.
Are you counting calories?
No, I'm not counting calories.
Oh, when you said that, I was like, what video did you watch?
No, I'm just saying I write down what I just write it, my food plan, and I like, it's not really reducing calories. It's more like I try to eat healthy and I try to follow the food plan and like my body will like lose 3 pounds, but then it's like, it's almost like it gets scared. Like, oh, we lost 3 pounds. Now we have to like gain like, oh, we're starving or something. Like it's a weird.
So like, but are you eating in response to this or like you continue to eat this? Like you lose, let me just ask you something real clear. So you lose 3 pounds and then you keep eating exactly the same that you lost the 3 pounds and then your body gains weight like 10.
Oh, I lost 3 pounds. I was like, yay, I lost 3 pounds doing this. And then I kept doing the same thing, but I started to gain weight. And I mean, I do have like, it's holiday time, it's Thanksgiving. And so I gained a bunch of like the weight was like sort of Thanksgiving, but it was just sort of weird because I always had a set point that I would never go above. But then when I lost the 3 pounds, like, and so that it's like, now it's sort of weird and I don't know.
Let's just do this. Losing the 3 pounds didn't cause a weight gain. I want your brain to separate this out. Your brain is trying to figure out a way that losing weight somehow made you gain weight. There's other things that had to have happened. So we need to pull it all apart so we can get super specific as to what happened. So you joined in September, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I joined September. I tried to write the sheets, but then I found when I write the sheets, something in my brain, sometimes it leads to like me being rebellious, like being like, I can't do this. Like I can't.
Sheets don't cause that.
Okay.
Paper can't make us overeat. A person can't even make you overeat.
Right.
Who makes us overeat every single time?
I guess it's ourselves.
it has to be ourselves. The last time I checked, nobody in the tribe had been tied down and shoved food in their mouth.
No,
and if another human's not doing it, I know a piece of paper can't.
I think it's focusing on the food. Like, focus, like when I focus on the food, I overly focus on food. Like, does that make any
sense? Yeah, no, it makes sense. I just want to, like
I'm overly focused on food because I'm trying to eat a certain way, and then it, like, makes me want to eat a different way because I'm like...
That doesn't make you want to eat a different way, though. Like, I'm really just trying to pull this apart so you don't get lost in...
Matt, if you want like another example, like that was just the big picture. So like a small picture.
Yes.
That I'll give you so that I could need help with like holiday stuff. Like I made lemon squares last night for mm-hmm. a guest, but then like I eat four of them instead of one, you know? And like somebody, then I had another guest who like...
And so let me ask you this. Why do you think chocolate. Let me ask you this. Why do you think you ate four lemon squares yesterday? Because that's going to be on your action line. Ate four lemon squares.
Yeah.
So why do you think you ate four lemon squares? I'm going to get my flip chart.
Because they were like yummy. They're tasty. Like I'm addicted to them. I like want more.
So they're yummy and they're tasty. Okay.
And like, I just can't like stop. Like, I'm just like, they're so good. I want more. Like, it's more just like,
why do you just want more? Why not just have have one? Did you plan for any of them?
No, because I didn't really even know I was making them, but I was like, oh, I have my cousin coming over. I should make them.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
but did you plan to have one after you decided to make them?
After I decided to make them, I was like, I'll have one. And like somebody brought me chocolates and I was like, well, I'll have one because like just to be polite or whatever. Like,
that's all right. So to be polite.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm having them. You have like several thoughts that need to be worked on.
To eat them today. There was nobody here and I kept on eating them.
That's because you start that one model is I kickstart wanting more because I start with eating to be polite. Would it have been unpolite to not eat one?
No, it probably would have been fine. Like nobody would notice. Like, thank you.
This is why we talk about this stuff. Because you need to be aware that of like all the different reasons why you eat, how you like all the different reasons why you talk yourself into eating. So we have to be polite. And then we have another thought of I'm addicted. What if you're not addicted at all? What if it's a choice and not an addiction?
Okay. I mean, sure. I guess. I mean,
it's always a choice.
It feels very like I can't help it. I can't.
Well, you can't help. Let me tell you why you can't help it. It's because you keep thinking I'm addicted.
Okay.
Like the way that we end up like being able to start sitting with lemon squares square in our face and not eat them is if you think you're addicted, then your brain is going to ratchet up the tension. It's going to make your body feel terrible in the moment. You're going to be thinking how addicted you are, how they look so good. I should be polite. I should just eat one. Your brain will rattle through 1,000 reasons why you need to eat those lemon bars right now. Then when you eat the first one, you're going to want to keep eating because you're going to keep telling yourself, I'm addicted. See, I'm obviously addicted. I ate one. I might as well eat another. They're so good and yummy. That starts with a thought. My suggestion is to stop telling yourself you're addicted and say, lemon bars are yummy. And you know what? To not eat it means I have to sit here and not like 1 ounce of it. That's the real truth. It's easier to say I'm addicted and then get four lemon bars. There's a reward. But when we think that's going to suck sitting with four lemon bars.
Okay.
It's just going to suck. Not going to be fun. That's why we don't do it.
So is the challenge to have lemon bars and not be able to eat them? rather than like, oh, I'm going to throw the lemon bars out. Oh, I'm going to throw the chocolate out. Like, it's just to.
Yeah, because when you're throwing them away, you know what you're doing? You're saying, I refuse to get comfortable around food.
Okay.
I'm so uncomfortable around food. I'm going to prove my addiction by throwing it away and treating myself like an addict. Addicts can't go to the bar. Addicts can't go to the, go see their friends that they used to do drugs with. So addicts can't be around lemon bars. What happens is the problem here is then the next time somebody brings chocolate in your house, you haven't learned how to say no and be polite. You haven't learned how to be around the food and be like, it does look really good, but I didn't plan it. I'm working on solving being around food. That means that first, it's not so easy being around the food. Here's how I know you're not an addict. Do you go to the grocery store and just like rip every bag of candy open and just go nuts in the aisle?
No, I guess not.
You know why? Because when you're at the store, you have a different thought. I shouldn't do that. Oh. It's not on my plan. I wouldn't want to just eat in front of everyone like an addict. An alcoholic goes to a bar and orders a drink.
So because it's only happening in certain circumstances, then that means that like I do have some control over it. I'm just choosing.
Yeah. You're always just choosing. It's easier to think you're not.
I'm choosing to eat, especially when nobody's around. Like,
that's, yeah, it's still just a choice. It may feel very compelling because your brain is loud and it's like coursing adrenaline through your body. It's doing all the things, it will feel compelling, but it's still just a choice. Sometimes the choice to not eat is harder in certain situations and easier in other ones. So like, let's say you went, out to, I don't know, who would you not eat a bunch of food in front of?
I mean, I tend to eat more like everyone. I tend to eat more like I'm just like, oh, it's like a fun thing I do by myself. Like, is eat. Like if I'm with other people, I don't feel like I need to eat. I can just like have a cup of coffee and I don't know.
How we know it's a choice every single time. I think for you, you've got to figure out why am I secret eating?
It's a little habit. It's a little bit of a habit too. Like it's like a ritual, like a fun ritual of like, oh, I'm tired. I'll just have this. Sweet thing.
That's how we know that it's like, it's just thoughts. I'm just tired. So like the solve is to figure out like in those moments, what am I thinking that's triggering me to eat? Not like it's planning food. That makes me like obsess. Planning food just puts it in the clarity. Like this is all that happens, guys, when you make a plan. Because a plan can't make you do anything. You write your food down, and you're either going to do it or you're not. This piece of paper can't make you think anything. It can't make you feel anything. It can't make you do anything. It's just you, a sheet of paper, and you deciding, what do I want on it? That's it. And then the paper's magic ends right there. The rest of it is decisions. To eat or not eat. To follow it or to not follow it. What you're going to think about it. If you think writing it down causes you problems, guess what? Every time you write it down, you'll have problems. If you think writing it down is just a process of figuring out what's best for me today, then you'll write stuff down that's best for you today. And then the rest of the day, you go about exercising what's best for you. It just is the trigger of these were the things I had decided would be the best choices for me today. Now it's my decision as to whether or not I make the best choices for me or not.
So I'm so is it just willpower to not to make a better choice, or is it like what's your secret? Like,
you know what the secret is? It is to tell me a time when you eat by yourself. Because it sounds like you secret eat. Do you secret eat or no?
It's not secret because everyone knows I'm doing it, but it's alone eating. It's
that's alone eating is secret eating. That means no one else is there. You're eating without others.
Like 9 p.m. is my alone eating. I'm at the end of the day, I just want sweet.
Okay. So at 9 o'clock at night, why do you just want something sweet?
Because I like the chemicals in my brain. I like the sweet and that buzz you get from it.
We all do. That there's no problem with that. Your brain's going to like all that. You know what? A lot of brains also like reading a book.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't the brain and all this other stuff, why are you choosing to allow your brain to produce chemicals? If you're telling me you know what I really want, Kran? I want those chemicals. I want to feel good. I want all of that. Okay, well, let's figure out a different way. You can get that in a million different ways. It doesn't have to be with something sweet. Problem solved, right? Or no?
Well, for me, nothing makes me feel as good as a sweet thing. I don't know.
It's because you maybe haven't tried enough things. Let me ask you this. Is it making you feel that good? I mean, you're up 10 pounds and you're on a coaching call. I know. I mean, you can keep telling yourself there's nothing like it. Nothing like it in the world. It's the only thing.
I probably have just as much fun doing my other thing. I don't know. I could go do PNP or something. That's fun.
That's not going to be fun. I'm just going to tell you right now, as much as I love all of you and I love this business, when it is time for me to unwind at night and I want a glass of wine, y'all ain't that fun anymore. I don't want y'all. I don't want to self-develop. I don't want to do none of that bullshit. You know what I do though? I remind myself that wine is not a comfort. I tell myself the truth about it. I don't say there's nothing like it. I just don't talk sexy about it. You talk about it like it's an addiction and it's not. You talk about it like it's the best thing next to sex for you. And it's fine if you want to talk about it like that, but I just want to show you that when you do, you make it really hard to say no to it.
Okay.
If you talk more about it, at night, of course, I want to eat something sweet. For years, I've been eating something sweet under the delusion that this is amazing. And what I have found is it's just made me gain 10 pounds. If you talk about it more, about what it's really doing, it'll give me a moment of hit of something. God, tomorrow, I'm going to be sitting there wondering what the fuck my problem is and why am I an addict? When you start having a more real conversation and you de-sex it up, it's kind of when you see, it's like me, all right? Everybody's like, oh God, Corinne, your hair, that sweater, all the things tonight. In the morning, when I take a selfie of what I look like right before I get on the Peloton, I look like horse shit. You need to make your nighttime snack at 9 o'clock look like horse shit. Quit dressing it up like it's Dolly Parton. Do you see what I'm saying though? I know it sounds funny, but it's if you glamorize it and you talk about it, when you watch this call, I want you to listen to how you talk about it.
Right. So I'm just making it this super special thing.
Right.
Christmas. I'm making it like Christmas when I shouldn't make it like Christmas. I should just make it a little more neutral, at least make it neutral.
I would at least get it to neutral, if not talk about it like it's a problem. I would just be you know what? What do you eat? Give me an example of something that's really good that you typically will plan to eat.
plan to eat? Like, you mean health? You mean like?
No, you're 9 o'clock. Like, what is something that you eat? Do you put it on your plan, first of all, every day?
Sometimes I put a snack on my plan. I try to put a snack. If I do my plan, I try to put a snack, like a shake or some like something sweet like that.
But are you putting like what is it that you eat at night when you are eating your dopamine addicted sexy stuff? What's that?
I mean chocolate. Like, I would say right now it's just like was triggered by somebody giving me like truffles, and I was like, oh,
it's not triggered by somebody. Let's say it's truffles. Say like, I'm gonna eat truffles. Why are we not just putting some truffles on the plan every single night to get used to having them in a responsible way and building a relationship with them to where it's not like this like voodoo thing? Why are you not just putting like, stop putting shakes and stuff on there. If that's not what you want, don't put those things on there. I'd rather you just not eat and go through the discomfort of having nothing than for you to put Frankenfood and other bullshit on there. Be like, well, like I'm going to have my busy food. You're not solving the problem. If you're just eating to be eating. So like at 9 o'clock, let's say like, if we're going to be having truffles, we're going to put truffles on the plan. We're going to put your actual things that you need to work on the plan. Right now you're hiding from your work. So I want you to like, this is when we get to go to, I don't think you're a binger, but go to the website. There are the calls.
Like I am a little bit.
Okay. Go listen to the top 5 calls on binge eating. They're all listed on the website now.
On the website. Under what section?
If you go to the video replays button.
Okay.
And then you click on, there's categories now. And then if you click on binge, the top 5 calls are there. Like the best 5 calls we've ever done. We've like grouped a lot of things. I want you to listen to those. And then the No BS is coming out, hopefully this weekend. There's a section for binge eating. And I talk about planned binges also in there in the overeating section. I want you to listen to this part real close, because I think what's happening is you're hiding from the foods that you think trigger you. And what we've got to do is we've got to teach you how to not be triggered by the food. And that's not by getting rid of them. That's by actually having them and eating them consciously, not because they just landed in your lap. And then like understanding how you're going to like be thinking about them. Like rather than thinking, it's truffles, I'm addicted, they're going to give me all this, you know, like amazing relief at night, and this is all I ever want and stuff like that. That conversation has to end. It's got to switch to a new conversation of, this is truffles. They have no power. I am the one who's choosing. I may choose to eat 10, but I'm still the one in control. It's not the truffle in control. It's always me making the choice. Like that is always step one. It's the hardest step. Because if you're responsible, you're also responsible for the fix. If the truffles are responsible, then you're at least you're out. You're just like a victim. It's always easier to be a victim to something than it ever is to be in control of something. So we put them on the plan, and then you talk about it, and you're just like, you know what? These are truffles. They're not that glamorous. When I eat more than what I plan, I gain weight. Right now we need to get your brain switched over to having that conversation with them rather than having the conversation you're having now, which is these are truffles. These are magic. They like, I can't control myself. It's too much. It's, you know, all the things. Okay. I think you watch those binge calls. And when the No BS comes out this weekend, you watch the plan binge, like you watch some of like, go to the overeating section and watch it. I think you'll get some real traction on what I'm talking about.
Where is the No BS? Is that just
on? It's not out yet. It's coming out this hopefully by Sunday. It's all recorded. We're just like the technical issue. Like we're releasing it. We wanted to get it out to you guys. Our drop dead was December 28th, but I'm trying to get it to you guys early. So,
and it will be on the website.
It will be on the website, and it will have, like, if I could get fireworks to shoot up on that website when it launches, I would. I'm not that skilled.
Okay.
But you won't miss it. It's going to be, I mean, if you, you read your massive action line every week, we will be talking about it. We're probably sending a special email out just about no BS also. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You can do this. I just want you to really examine, like, be aware of how you're talking about it and talk about it just a little bit less intense, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, ladies, that was it. Y'all tend to really like these recovery worksheets, right? Or recovery or discovery labs and stuff. So, guys, let me know. Go to the Facebook group. If you enjoyed this call, if y'all will go over there and talk about it and let me know your feedback on what you think about this format where we really just dive deep into our discovery worksheets and all the things overeating. What it does is, like, when you guys leave us feedback inside of the Facebook group, it gives me an opportunity to kind of see what's really landing with you guys and what I can, like, double down and focus on and give you more of. So y'all have a good one. I will see you Sunday. What is today? Thursday? Yes. I see everyone Sunday for coaching and weekly planning, and it will be holiday week. So all things holiday. All right. Bye, y'all.